Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
You talk for your helmet!
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter, the experts in plumbing, drains, and water cleanup. Oregon versus Oregon State.
Sully to throw it, takes off, delivers a shot, and makes the first down. Lance Mitchell came up to meet the quarterback. Masoli won the battle.
It's Rivalry Week on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, and the Odyssey app.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. You have the Sports Bros.
Yeah.
That's what they call us. Mm-hmm. My name's Isaac. Hi. Big Souk right over there.
Right here. And my independent research team, because, you know, I do my own research.
Football sucks, kind of.
I like that.
Yeah. Football sucks, kind of.
Only no, kind of.
Can we be honest? Like,
you don't need to. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, when you're playing football, I was a lie. It's not the greatest thing in the world. It's really not. There's some cool stuff that goes along with it.
Well, there's a reason why I never played it.
Yeah. There's a lot of parts of playing football
like, that looks like it hurts.
Sucks.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Go hit some golf balls.
So we love to romanticize football and. Dude, it's not always fun ramming your head into other giant men and then being called like a worthless piece of crap by your coach. It's not the best. Anywho, the Sunday Parkways, they just shut down some blocks in downtown where you can like stroll through with no cars.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Right.
So they just like from...
Right.
So yeah. I guess they do this
Let's
in
do that.
Other neighborhoods. And we've talked about that. Remember like out in Milwaukee, they did this. They had like it's a big block party where no cars can get through. And so you can just take your family and you can stroll from, you know, parks. And so I guess they don't do it in downtown.
Well, they did this past weekend.
They did this past weekend.
I wonder if anybody showed up.
Or you were just like, hey, there's no cars here. This is awesome.
Yeah, where are all the cars?
Well, they do this like in the little entertainment district over there, like in Chinatown, like on the weekends, you know, with all the peeler joints are over there and the dance halls and all that, the clubs. They do that where they shut it down where you can't drive.
They have dance halls over there.
Well, they got the like Dixie, like where like the clubs. You got to go clubbing. 23rd does this every now and then, like on the weekends. Like up, oh, is that like the Whiskey Pig or what's that?
Whistle Pig.
They do that where they shut down that area where you just wander around and everyone gets drunk and, you know, tries to be cool.
All right. Well, nice to have you along. Coming up here, we're going to get to our NFL Tuesday trundle. Did Tom Brady violate league rules last night?
Ooh.
A lot of people are saying.
See, Tom's coming out of retirement?
Yeah, flag football. There's odds on it. You want the odds?
Why are we making, or why are we trying to make flag football a thing?
We're not. We're taking money from the Saudis. That's what it is. We don't care about flag football.
No, flag football is, isn't it going to be an Olympic sport now?
It's
going to
be an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
And like the NFL is like trying to promote this where we're like.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's not playing in the Olympics. He's playing in the Saudis.
No, I know. But it's more than just this Saudi event.
Yeah, there's like a push. By the way, the guy that's in charge of this is the same guy that was ringside at the.
I noticed that.
That dude's like. That dude's having a moment at the Canelo Crawford fight. It was a huge deal,
which was also at Allegiant, so that makes sense.
And they're like right in the front row was like Dana White, Jason Statham was
Mr.
by him.
Beast.
Yeah, Mr. Beast
was up there.
It's like all these people, like you know, Schwarzenegger was there. Like,
they pay those people to be there, right?
A lot of them had promotional.
Yeah, they had promotional. Yeah, Marky Mark was there. And but like right in the middle of it was just this Saudi dude, like the Saudi prince guy who put the whole thing on and put up the purse money.
Yeah, like very chic looking. He had like the white robe, the red and white
sunglasses on the entire time, and didn't move a muscle. He didn't smile, nothing. And then, like, afterwards when they were, like, in the ring, like, giving out the belts, same thing. And when I saw the Tom Brady announcement, I was like, hey, same guy.
I know that guy.
Just standing there. I like that that guy just is, like, that guy has an unlimited checkbook, and he's like, I'm going to be in the middle of
he's
all
the money
your
man.
Sports.
So who his name's Turkey?
Yeah, he's part of the
that's
Saudi.
That's his name?
Yeah. Well, at least that's what he's what they're calling
I think that's
him.
Right. I think it's spelled like,
yeah.
It's not spelled like
so Turkey. How's he different than the golf guys?
He's probably not.
I don't think he is. I think
well,
just,
I've never heard of this guy.
I think he's the face of this, I don't know, this movement over here. But it's all part of that Saudi fund. They're just buying their way into...
He do pay us the money.
If he and Jake Paul fought, who would you want to win? Who would you root for?
The Saudi guy?
Yeah. Turkey or Turkey versus Jake Paul.
Well, the Saudi guy would just have Jake Paul killed, so...
Well, play along.
Boy, I think I'd have to root for Jake Paul.
I think we'd have to.
Is that the only time where I would root for Jake Paul?
It's possible.
That Saudi guy, and that's the part that I love. You know that guy, the amount of blood on that guy's hands and the things that he's done and sanctioned, and yet every celebrity and sports guy in the world is like, dude, this is the best guy. It's the best guy in the world. All because he's giving them hundreds of millions of dollars. What do they call it? Sports washing? Was and it's working. Turns out if you just give our greedy asses all the money that we can handle for our sports.
We'll play ball.
We'll ignore it. We're like, yeah, let's go. This is great.
I've got a couple of injury notes from the Civil War. That's what we're calling it here. Because we have courage. They have not changed the name of the Civil War, so therefore we're going to keep calling it the Civil War.
Yes.
So there are a couple of things pertaining to Oregon we need to update. And the unis.
Yes.
Unis.
Dude, those...
Killer.
If you watched the whole video,
yeah,
dude, they hit that thing out of the park.
It's amazing.
Turns out when you're trying to honor the guy that's giving you $1 billion, you take it very seriously.
That's next on The Fan. So the guy, the Saudi guy, his name is Turkey, not Turkey. It's spelled T-U-R-K-I.
But it's Turkey.
You pronounce it Turkey.
Yeah.
And his last name is Al-Sheikh. And there is some information on him. He is in the Saudi government, he's the top entertainment guy. So all the sports stars that go over there, yeah. All the EDM DJs, everybody who they bring over there.
So he really likes to turn up, huh? Because he doesn't seem like it.
They
I'll
deal
bet
with
you
him.
That guy has the, that dude probably has the best life in the world.
It's not bad.
No.
He doesn't look that happy, though.
No, like I said,
but he's got a reputation to uphold.
Yeah.
You know, the Saudi, they can't just be goofy.
I kept waiting, like, I found myself, because he was, when I was watching the boxing match, he was, because the camera angle, he was always in the shot, and I kept waiting for him to move. Smile, nod, something, nothing. He was the most stoic individual of all time, and I couldn't take my damn eyes off of him.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for those guys because they already have sort of absurd garb on.
Yeah.
In the first place. So they have to try to look cool and be tough in that garb, which is hard.
Yeah.
So I just don't think they can't be like, you know, scissor kicking and stuff.
No.
They wear shades and they're very.
Yeah.
They're like, stoic.
Yeah. And I think that's for a reason.
I bet you that guy's got a kick ass. That guy's got like a kick ass life.
So a couple of injury notes for the Civil War, as the kids are calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon State. Here on The Fan, Saturday.
Yeah.
Do we know what time they're kicking that bitch off?
It's noon.
Oh, that's right. The
noon on the Big Ten Network and right here on the Fan Sports Networks.
DeCorian Moore is hurt?
Yes. There was some buzz going around yesterday. I was getting a couple text messages, and the original fear was carted off and like, oh my God, sort of stuff. And it feels like it's now more settled on day-to-day, maybe not available for the Civil War, but doesn't necessarily feel like anything long-term.
And he even Instagrammed something today that was a photo of him out on the field, and it had, like, a countdown clock to the next game. And it said, like, we good or you know, for the state or something, indicating, like, he's going to go on Saturday.
Yeah.
He may or may not, but it seems like the attitude is he's going to be okay.
Yeah, they're saying hip bruise.
Yeah, they're originally feeling that maybe something was cracked or whatnot and that maybe a cart was taken out. But you got to remember, too, that when you're at practice, getting carted off is not... A lot of times you just, like, if you've got a really bad, like, if you took a really bad hit, like a hip pointer, they wouldn't make you walk off the field. They'll send the gator for you. So there's a difference between getting carted off and actually needing to be carted off. Those are two entirely different things. So yeah, the cart may have gotten wheeled out for him, but it didn't mean that he couldn't walk. So it sounds like, by all parties' accounts, this is major injury was dodged.
Well, we also, of course, Noah Whittington didn't play last weekend.
Yes.
And he's still hurt, kind of questionable for this game. But again, you know, there's just new guys that pop up that just are awesome. And so
I mean, they just have a stable of backs. And I understand he's the starter, but I wonder how much of that is just he's the veteran presence. He kind of sets the tone for it, but he's not their
most. Do they, if Noah Whittington didn't play the rest of the season, do they skip a beat?
Probably not.
It doesn't seem it.
No. So I think that is a position where I'm not certain right now if there's a home run, if there's a bell cow guy, but I feel like you're very comfortable with the rotation you have. The interesting one is that Malik Hughes, who's the number one back in the portal, he's not a player. Like he's even with
he's kind of buried on the depth
chart.
He's
buried. It's just he's not crazy. A guy.
So we thought he was going to be the guy.
Well, I mean, he was. I believe outside, it was Jaden Ott was a big get at running back. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was one of the top two or three guys in the portal that you paid a significant amount of money for.
I don't think people realize that Jaden Lamar was going to be ready to step up like this. He looks really good.
So Lamar and Whittington seem to be kind of the two main guys.
And then De'Aaron Hill has been really explosive.
I'm telling you, in 2 years, he will be the guy. That's if you want to know who the next star running back is for Oregon, that's him. And then Jay Harris gets some, he's getting some carries. He's kind of a bigger back that's been around. And then,
Davis and your goal line guy
is kind of the bowling ball. He plays some fullback and then he's your goal line guy. So you're seeing it kind of go into some roles. And it might just be one of those that is just done by committee this year. But I still think as the season goes on, just keep an eye on Hill. I feel like as he's the guy that has the juice. And as he becomes more comfortable, he'll get more and more carries. And it wouldn't surprise you by the end of the year, there's your bell.
Everyone's putting up numbers right now because of who they're playing. His numbers are by far the most eye-popping as far as yards per carry, yards after contact, all that.
So for the game, the Ducks are asking that fans wear black, which I never like. You know me and my...
Because it's a visiting team color, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing...
Not a good idea.
Why are you wearing the color of it that is also in the color palette of the team that you're playing?
I think they're trying to match the Shoe Duck uniforms.
No, I know, but you could have done the Shoe Duck thing another week.
Yes, you could have.
But the Shoe Duck unis, if you haven't seen those, those are so cool.
Yeah.
And they are honoring Phil Knight. Do you remember Phil Knight?
I am familiar.
Do you know, are you... Yeah, there's a whole thing with him.
Yes.
He's like a really good donor and stuff out there.
I would say so.
And the conspiracy theory is that he must not be doing well health-wise, that they have, since they've rolled this out now. But that is merely a conspiracy.
He's also almost 90, so any time to do this is a good time.
Yeah, Robert Redford just passed away. He was, 80?
89.
Yeah, when you know.
Bobby.
But if you go Oregon football, it's like a 2.5-minute video. There's a cooler one that's 10 minutes behind the scene where they go through where they filmed the commercial, and it's Bryce Betcher, and they go through all the details of the Shoe Duck uniform. And Shoe Duck, that Shoe Dog is the name of Phil's book, and so they're doing the Shoe Duck. And I'm telling you, this might be the coolest thing, and I've really liked a lot of the recent stuff that Oregon has done. This Shoe Duck might be the best thing that they've come
up with. Well, it's really detail-oriented, and all the stuff is really meaningful, but it didn't sacrifice the overall good look of the jersey. It's still subtle and clean. It looks really good.
It's and if you watch the behind-the-scenes video, the 8-minute or 10-minute one, Lanning's there, and Betcher's there, and when they're explaining it to Phil, just all the cool little things, the handshake deal between him and Bowerman. There's a handshake deal on the shoulder pad. There's a Mount Fuji and Mount Hood kind of dual patch on the one sleeve, signifying when he went to Japan to sell the original Tigers, the Onitsuka Tigers, which were the original Nikes. There's just so many cool little details. In the helmet, they've got one side that's the marble from the Athena statue, the victory goddess where they got the swoosh.
Yeah.
All the gold shoes are a tribute to Michael Johnson, Michael Johnson's gold medal spikes from the Olympics. That uniform is just full of 1,000 cool little details. They did a really nice job.
You should check it out. Yeah. The only thing wrong with it is black.
Yeah, I know.
And I just...
Well, and it's weird because they said that they had done these. In the video, they explained, so they were going to wear these at some
point.
Well,
Phil always wears black.
Yeah, so. Phil always wears black. So these were going to be a thing. And I guess when Oregon State, when that game came up, they just thought it would be, I think they said it was a fitting tribute because it's in the state of Oregon. And Phil, by the way, has donated money to a lot of different universities. So I think they're doing that, at least they said it on there, they're doing it simply because of the, that it's an in-state rivalry game in the state of Oregon that Phil loves.
Okay, well, pretty kick-ass. Noon on the Fan Saturday, 35-point spread.
Yeah.
Catch the fever.
And unfortunately, I think for Oregon State, something tells me that Dan Lanning's going to tell his guys to finish this one. Because it didn't look great at the end against Northwestern. I think this could be a get-right game for Oregon and may not go well.
Apparently, Jerry Mixon, Oregon linebacker, mm-hmm. is talking some trash.
Oh, boy.
Why
do that?
Defensive Player of the Week. Big Ten.
He was asked, you don't have to do what he did. He was asked about, everyone I think down there was asked, I think we have landing audio on it too, about continuing to play the game, which you guys were talking about the whole first hour. But he said, yeah, we love the game. It's a big deal here, but we know that our role is to be the big brother and we're supposed to kick their ass.
Yeah, his quote is, it's a big rivalry game. Everybody pop out in Oregon just from being here. They're our little brothers and we go out there and kick their ass. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Didn't kick their ass a couple years ago, but had a rough fourth quarter, second half, I guess.
I guess that's one of those. I mean, it is a rivalry game, so I mean, I guess that's to be expected.
All right. What is Kyler Murray thinking? Our NFL Tuesday Trundle is next. Here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now to the NFL, where I was going to talk about Tom Brady, which we'll get to, but Kyler Murray has stolen the headline here.
Yeah.
I don't get what's going on here, but he has posted a photo of himself.
I guess it's a series of photos. It's because there's a bunch of them out there. Apparently, he did a little photo shoot.
Is this on his Insta?
Yeah, it's on Instagram. So
okay.
And they're out now floating around, and there's about seven or eight, but they're all from the same little photo shoot.
So he has a Michael Vick Virginia Tech jersey on.
Yeah, like a throwback vintage jersey.
And in one of the photos, he is posing with a pit bull.
Yeah, with the cropped ears and the whole deal.
What? Two options here. One, he has no idea.
Yeah.
Or two, he's making a statement. Which is more likely?
He has to know, right? How? I mean,
he was 10.
He was 10.
So I just looked it up. That was 2007.
You know,
and he
right?
was 10 like, years old.
Someone, well, okay, so he didn't take the photos himself. Obviously, this was done at his house, one of his guys or one of his PR people.
Why is he wearing a Mike Vick jersey? Is he stumping for Vick to Virginia Tech?
I'm hoping that he's just wearing that because it's a cool old school throwback jersey, and he thought the dog made him look tough, and he really was dumb enough he didn't put it together. That's
no,
my hope, but
no
I don't know,
way.
Man.
Dude, there's no possible way.
So what are you doing? Like,
I think
to your point.
I believe there is a way. He could be that oblivious.
You think he's that dumb?
No, I don't, but I think that is possible. I don't think
that's
that,
what I'm hoping for, even though I don't know that that's likely.
I don't think that that should be completely... I mean, Murray's kind of a bonehead.
They are saying that is his dog.
Okay.
So...
And does he pose with the... It could have been a mistake. It's just like, he didn't really know or didn't think about it. You're right. Somebody taking the photo probably should have, but maybe it's that far in the past. 2007's a long time ago.
Well, I mean,
it's like 9/11. It's like 7 years ago.
He likes. He obviously likes pit bulls. They got the whole. You
that was
know.
That was Rick Pitino humor yeah. for those that didn't catch that.
Yeah, maybe. Man, maybe that's all it is. Is he owns a pit bull. He thinks pit bulls are badass. And
it's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
No, I agree,
know.
Don.
That's a thing. I don't know. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but something tells me this is a statement. Something tells me.
Well, then what is your statement?
That I couldn't tell you, but I got to believe that that's a
he was wronged?
You stand with the other animal abusers out there?
What?
I just got to believe that that's, like, there's just, I don't know what the statement is, but I feel like it's a statement. I just do. Maybe that's just simple.
It's not a good look.
Maybe it's just that you love Michael Vick, and I don't know.
Like, he probably does admire Vick. He's the same type of quarterback.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe you just love Michael Vick, and you have a dog, and it's just a bad
just
misstep.
A complete overlook, oversight.
Yeah.
I think that's more likely. I mean, because it is a good point. What is the state? Like, no person could be on that side of the...
Oh, I...
Well, I mean, you could, but you're not going to post it on your stupid Instagram.
When that happened, there were plenty of people that came out and said, basically, what's the big deal? And in certain cultures, dogfighting is totally acceptable, and what's the big deal? It's just a dog.
But he's got to know that would not... I mean, come on.
I don't know.
I think it's just a...
And what about the person behind the camera? Do they not know? Can they not give him a heads up?
I'm just convinced at this point. Nothing.
Jeez.
The statement that people are making, nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing.
That's like me wearing a Jerry Sandusky jersey and posing with a couple little kids.
It is a little.
You know what I mean?
It is a little weird.
What are you doing?
No, you know what? If you dusted off an old Penn State jersey and you got in a photo with a couple little kids, people would be like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. It's strange.
Whoa! Wait!
Rob's daycare.
Timeout. You know? Time out.
Yeah.
Just a Penn State jersey, me and two little kids, and that's a problem?
I mean, if you don't normally do that, yeah.
Might be a little weird.
If out of nowhere
what
you did that,
what if it said Sandusky on the back? Like, that's what he's doing.
Well, that's what he's doing. Yeah, someone said the Chiefs were indeed wearing free Rasheed Rice t-shirts.
That's a good point, and that's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that,
and I mean, what did he do? He had the car thing.
He had a couple car things, and then he crashed it and got a couple people injured and then left the scene.
High-speed racing, 6-car accident, 4 people injured, and he fled the scene. Yeah. And I guess in his plea or in whatever it was, he didn't really even show any remorse for it, and he accepted the suspension without appeal, and now his teammates want him freed.
Yeah. Look, I just...
Well, he is free, isn't he? He's not in jail.
Yeah, he's just suspended.
Like, what...
You just can't discount anyone's stupidity. This goes back to, like, I said this after the Charlie Kirk thing. We all need to take Dave Chappelle's advice every now and then. And when you think about sending that random Facebook message, or you think about sending that text, or you think about doing your nifty photo shoot and you're like, man, I'm going to burn down the establishment with this one. Or you could shut the F up. And sometimes we could all take that advice of just shutting the F up. Something tells me that Kyler Murray was going to do some photo shoot. And he's like, dude, my dog's badass. You know, it'd be sweet if I wore my Michael Vick jersey. And someone was like, dude, I don't know if that's a good idea. And Kyler Murray's like, yeah, watch this. That just wouldn't shock me in any way.
Ralph and Gresham says it's a Halloween bit. Is that possible? It's a bad one.
So you're doing jokes?
Well, it's a bad one, but that could be what he... I mean, we're trying to explain
that
this.
That certainly doesn't look like Halloween. There's no trick-or-treat.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's just, not Halloween.
No, it's also mid-September.
He's just at his house in front of his nice cars, and he's got a Vick jersey on and a pit bull.
Perhaps it's just this text on the event, or the...
Just
you know what I'm going to call it? I'm going to call it the Roto-Rooter text
there
line for the day, or for the week. He's just trolling, as the kids would say. Ja Morant posted pictures of him with guns. Athletes are sometimes dumb.
Yeah,
it's fair.
It's
maybe
fair
that's
question.
What we're talking about here. So Tom Brady was seen in the booth last night. He was in the Raiders coaching booth.
Yeah.
Up there.
Yeah.
The Raiders coaches. Because, you know, Brady is part owner of the Raiders.
And by the way, can we...
And a lot of people didn't like
that. That dude owns like 0.5% of the
Raiders.
But
he
but
owns
the point is he's
part
involved.
Of the Raiders. And he's definitely involved. You know they're picking his brain.
Yes.
Like, that's the greatest money. As if you're Mark Davis, that's the best money you've ever taken.
Probably.
Is his little...
Yeah, he's paying you to be part of that.
That's right. Yeah. He's paying you for you to be able to pick his brain?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So he's in the coaching booth with a headset on, listening to the Raiders call their crappy plays for Geno Smith, who sucks.
Okay.
He does.
Look at you taking
43
shots.
Attempts for 200 yards. That sucks.
Classic Geno Smith. Dude, he's terrible.
He is not terrible.
No, he's not terrible. But he's, you can, if you bet on him at your own, and I had the Chargers last night, I want to say. But I, because I do not bet on Geno Smith. He scares the living daylights out of me. He's like, he just, you can't count on that dude. But you're right. He doesn't suck.
He does
not suck. I'm trying to troll.
The one of the interceptions, like that was a punt. He knew that he just hucked it down there. It was 36. It was that a punt. One, like,
but still, he sucks. Anyway, kind of sucks. Yeah, so a lot of people got mad about that because Brady is also a broadcaster, you know, for Fox.
Yes.
But the league had to come out today and say he did not violate any league rules.
Yes.
But the league also deleted a tweet in which they talked about him talking with Chip Kelly two or three times a week about the Raiders game plan.
Yeah, it's a weird...
Well, of course he can do that, right?
Well, he can't... So the
he just can't be in the room.
The weird dynamic is that he's supposed to do prep with all these coaches and players for all his broadcasts, and why would anyone tell him anything of substance if he's going to go back to his team with it? Yeah. So... He can go on and continue doing it, but he's never going to get good information as a broadcaster. Maybe that doesn't matter to anybody, but no one's going to talk to him when they see that.
But what's weird is, like, even if you're telling the broadcasters and then or the other broadcasters telling Don, it's a weird line that I'm not sure why the NFL
has allowed it. It's because he's Tom Brady.
That's why. They want him involved still.
Well, and he had already signed a deal for $375 million. He ain't giving that back.
No, but it just goes to show you how much influence the TV contracts have. Because
exactly.
Yeah, they're like, Fox is like, dude, you look how much money we're paying you. Shut up. We have to pay him this money anyways. And it's created this weird line. This will not happen again. They will not allow this to happen. This is a one-time deal with Tom Brady.
I feel like the NFL is getting pretty loose these days with, like, they're just not really.
It's not always buttoned down.
Well, they're just not really punished. Like, who was week one? We thought he'd be punished.
Spit.
Oh, the spit.
Jalen Carter.
They were like, he kind of already lost the game.
Yeah,
he's fun.
Much.
You know, the Tom Brady thing. Like, I feel like the NFL is, they're kind of pulling a Dana White.
Yeah.
A little bit of a Donald Trump. Like, it's like, we don't really have.
Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Exactly.
You not watch our product?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which, by the way. Look, if the NFL just wants to go full that way, just lean into it. Because the NFL doesn't have to take any of these moral stances. They can just be like, "Yeah, you're fine." But they do try to kind of play both sides of the fence. But I'm with you that it is starting to kind of go back a little bit the other way. But the other weird part about it is Tom Brady sucks. No one likes him. He's not even good at his job, and yet they're still kind of making all
pretty
these weird
football.
Exceptions. He's pretty good at football. Yes.
Yeah, but I just think they were stuck because he'd already signed
He had already signed it.
He signed
it. And I'm
deal.
Sure there was a ton of pressure from the network being
Yeah,
like,
Fox is like, what the hell?
Yeah. Dude, we gave him all this money.
It's a timing thing.
You need to meet us halfway. But when this deal runs out, they will not let this happen again. This will be a loophole that the NFL will close.
All right, more tush push complaining this week.
This might be the one thing that I think is the biggest you look like a bitch for complaining about thing that we've seen in the NFL forever. That whiny bitch.
Oh, we also have a coach injury report.
coach go down?
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't see?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, you didn't see then.
I don't think I saw.
You would know this.
We'll get to that. Headline news
today. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, wrapping up the hour here with our NFL Tuesday trundle. The tush push is we're getting more complaints about the tush push. We've got new complaints though.
Yeah.
Now, so these are So we've kind of already hashed it out. They voted to keep it, yeah, whatever.
Every year, either let it go and shut up about it or actually outlaw the damn thing.
But this is new.
Or in this case, actually officiate it correctly.
Well, okay, so that's the rub now.
Yeah.
And it is that the Eagles guards
are
false starting.
Yes. Half the time, someone's lined up offsides. Sometimes it's even the center. Even though the center's allowed in the neutral zone, he can't be above the football, and that happens at times. Other times, you've got guys from the Eagles and the defensive line lined up clearly in the neutral zone, and now you've got the damn guards. Both of those, on that those two of those tush pushes, both guards left early. They're both offsides.
Well, that's what people are complaining about. Yes. So they're saying, listen, okay, you voted to keep the tush push. Is it not fair to at least officiate it correctly? I mean, so now I read Dean Blandino on this, and he is tired of the tush push.
Yes.
And he is saying that it is an extremely hard play to officiate properly.
Yeah, it's become kind of like, it's become like Hail Marys. On every Hail Mary, there is pass interference. But no one wants to call it because it's such a wonky thing. And this is goal line plays in general. When this is what I would say, when you're in a goal line situation and it's fourth and one and everyone's down there, they kind of just let the play go. It's kind of just Thunderdome down there. It's the same thing.
The other thing is everyone is bunched so tight. I actually think it's tough for the officials to get in there and actually see it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's what Blandino was saying.
Yeah.
It's just really hard to see. So, I mean, not only is it almost an impossible play to stop, now they're cheating on it.
Yeah. And it's bothering some.
So fair criticisms, right?
It's bothering some because already, like, Lane Johnson's offsides like 17,000 times a game, and no one calls it there. So, like, there's a double rub. They feel like the Eagles, they push the boundaries, and they get away with them.
Well, a lot of teams have done that.
Yes.
Didn't the Seahawks used to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, it happens.
PI and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the idea is they're going to try to force you to call pass interference 10 times a game because they feel like if we get them out of the way early, you won't call them late because we'll just keep roughing people up. Patriots did this. But yes, the tush push, I'm just tired of hearing about the tush push. I have always said, if you don't like it, stop it. But I am at the point where I'm so tired of hearing about it, I kind of am coming around to the idea of just get rid of the damn thing and just not have to deal with it.
I'm surprised they didn't.
Yeah. I thought there would be more because the Eagles, I mean, everyone kind of runs it to some point, but...
Do they? I was going to ask, why don't more teams try it if it's so unstoppable?
It's not as easy as the Eagles
make it
look.
It's not as easy as you think.
Apparently.
Well, one, the Philly has one of the best offensive lines in football. And again, the secret weapon is they have a quarterback that squats 600 pounds, that has an ass like a tank. And he gets down there and starts driving. Oh, and then by the way, Saquon with his giant ass, they get down there and everyone starts pushing. I saw Cincinnati did something. When Jake Browning tried it and it didn't work, they picked Jake Browning and they threw him over. Did you see that?
And no. Was that allowed? Did they let him do it without penalty?
Yeah. So
wow.
So Browning, they tried the tush push, didn't work. And so the next one, they did the sneak and Browning jumped and just stuck the ball over. And while he did it, the guy who was doing the pushing, he pushed as Browning jumped and they just kind of hucked him over.
No one puts Browning in a corner? Are we dirty dancing this
thing? We're dirty dancing from behind. And someone had the most brilliant idea and it made me think of you.
Oh.
Because, you know, this is the sort of outside-the-box thinking that one Isaac Rop would have.
I'm honored.
Ed, you were the first one I thought of. Someone goes, now, if we can just, because the Brawny one, clearly, they throw him basically over the goal line. So someone was like, why don't they just get a midget?
Like the smallest human adult you can find and just and huck him over with the ball.
And just throw him.
What about a little ballerina girl?
What if you just, you just pick someone up and you literally
so high that the
launched.
If you got a little ballerina girl, see, I think a ballerina girl is better than a midget.
Yeah.
Can we say midget?
Little, yeah.
A little person.
Little person.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Apologies.
Yeah, I don't want to offend anyone.
But you already did.
Sorry. Little person.
If you get just a 70-pound, 50-pound ballerina girl. Yeah, you throw her so high, they can't even jump up to get her.
The best part
was... It's foolproof.
And then she has to get tackled after that.
The best part was someone put on there. Because
she's already in the end zone.
Yeah, there was this whole debate.
Oh, you're saying only
this
the goal,
is goal line.
Line. What if it's fourth and one at midfield?
Well, you can't. Yeah, she'd get killed.
Yeah, someone had this whole debate of, oh my God, can you imagine what would happen if a little person in midair got hit by like a heat-seeking missile of a freeze of a free safety. And someone pointed out, once he crosses the goal line, it's a touchdown. So even if he does get hit midair, yes, he may die, but the touchdown still counts.
That's right, and it's probably a penalty. So can't like, be spinning a little person like that. Like, yeah, imagine.
I just had this idea of Vita Vea. Like, Vita Vea in the backfield, and then, like, Vern Troyer, like, mini-me, and Vita Vea just shot-putting him.
Just hucking his ass.
Dude, it's genius.
And I immediately thought of you. I'm like, this is something that Isaac Ropp, in your special teams coordinator role,
yeah,
would,
who says no?
Would
no,
think no. of.
Hail Mary coach.
Yeah, Hail Mary coach.
I'm not a special teams coordinator. I'm a Hail Mary coach.
Well, and this play, the tush push.
Yeah. Well, like, think about Mary Lou Retton back there. Remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell me you couldn't chuck Simone Biles?
Yeah,
sure.
Simone Biles, great one. Those little springy legs?
Yeah.
She'd fly 8 feet in the air.
Someone's saying, why can't other teams use the tush push but put a linebacker? Someone did this.
Yeah. Recently, right?
Yeah, they lined up their quarterback in shotgun, and the tight end motioned, got under center, and they tush-pushed.
Was that week one that we saw that?
I thought it was this week.
Yeah.
Again, it all blends together, but someone tush-pushed with a tight end. Because some teams don't want to do this for fear of getting their quarterback hurt. So we went, they went with this. But yeah, I get tired of people complaining about it, but stop the Philadelphia Eagles. I just keep going back to that. Philly does this, and it's unstoppable for them, but boo-hoo, everyone has the ability to do this. Philly just does it better than everyone else.
But until the officials start flagging the infractions, they're going to keep pushing that envelope as far as it goes.
Yes, and that's honestly, I would like to see the officials, like...
The stones to say, no, that wasn't good?
Yeah, dude, just throw, you know, every now and then you got to brush someone off the plate and say, okay, Philly, we get it. You're going to do this. We know you're going to do it, but we are going to actually, we're going to watch the neutral zone and we're going to watch the offsides and we're going to throw some flags to make you at least think about like dialing this.
Yeah. Back. Sorry. Now it's 4th and 6. You're going to have to punt this time.
Don't you think that's fair?
Yes. 100%.
Has the league said anything about that yet?
I don't think they've made a statement on it, but.
Tom's Braids was the one that pointed it out. Yeah, on the broadcast.
I will tell you what, the two instances, it looks really bad because it's both guards. It's one thing when one, but when both guards are ahead of the ball, that's pretty egregious. And even for me that hates kind of the nitpicky stuff, you got to throw that flag. But I would also ask the same thing. When's the last time you saw a pass interference on a Hail Mary?
Yeah, they don't count.
And they really, because some of those, like, they literally just grab people and throw them to the ground. And I think they should call that, too. I understand that it has to be egregious, but when it is, have some balls to throw the flag.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. One other note, I've got my coach injury report over here. Mm-hmm. Very important injury report.
Yeah, who got hurt?
Sean McVay blew his...
plantar fascia.
Fascia.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see this.
He turf-toed his way out of the sideline.
I think he was trying to run down and call a timeout, I think he said. But he said, I did tear my plantar fascia, and that's a good thing because I guess it allows you to heal a little bit faster.
As opposed to injuring it?
And he says, but I was being dramatic, limping around towards the end of the game, but the MRI confirmed that I did do that. Good news is I'm not playing, so I'm just on the sidelines watching. So if I have a little cool limp to add some swag, then you'll know why, he said on a podcast. He has his own podcast, The Coach McVay Show.
I must have missed that. Coaches getting hurt is always hilarious.
Brian Kelly got taken out over the weekend, too. Did you see that?
I did see
in the Florida game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like a linebacker trying to block a fullback out of bounds, like behind a play, and Kelly was like running up to where the ball carrier got taken out, and he just had his legs completely undercut. He just got wiped out.
That. It is a bit surprising because I saw Ray Broll was sprinting down the sidelines, and you do see that a bunch. And, you know, like Austin Eckler blew his Achilles and just planned. We saw what Dre Greenlaw ruptured his, just like it happens. A lot of times, just like Dre Greenlaw's was jogging from the sidelines.
He was like jumping up and down, stretching out before coming out on the field.
Yeah, and blew it. I don't want this to happen, but if it did, Dabo sprinting down that hill at Clemson,
popping it,
just gets sniped.
And he gets sniped because that's a hill, and as fast as he runs, he would tumble and roll. Again, I'm not wishing anyone to get hurt, and I don't want anyone to pop an Achilles. But if that were to happen, let me just say it'd be the greatest thing in the history of college football. And I'm a little surprised it doesn't happen more with some of these older coaches that have been through the wars, and all of a sudden they start sprinting. You know, Lanning's a sprinter. You know, if you watch, like, Lanning will run down the sidelines, and let's be honest, Lanning's not in the best shape.
You ever see a cheetah stretch?
Well, you know, be careful, and he's a young guy, but as you get older, you know, be careful about those Achilles.
Remember there's that college hoops coach, it was R.J. Hunter Sr. when his kid was in the tournament.
Yes.
He had to coach the rest of the tournament on a stool because he blew his Achilles.
Well, never forget, Hugh Freeze up in the
coaching from a hospital bed.
From a hospital.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
Someone's saying kind of like you, it kind of feels like you're wishing for it. No, I'm not. I'm not wishing for Dabo to get hurt.
I'm wishing for that. I'll say it. I don't care.
Tell me
Be great.
It would live on the internet forever.
Yeah, I'm watching the Brian Kelly one here.
Yeah.
Gets smoked pretty good.
His old man body just goes flying. Yep. It's great.
I've told the story. My offensive line coach, who we all hated, he blew out his shoulder raising the roof. I may have peed a little bit. Like, I have never laughed.
Not even pushing anything but air.
He blew out his shoulder raising the roof, and I had to go down to the ground. I had to go to a knee. I was laughing so hard. And, like, I'll never forget it. Watching people like that you don't really respect get hurt doing something dumb, but not in a bad way. It's not like he was dead, but watching his shoulder pop out of joint like that, never forget it. Might be like on my deathbed, you know, you relive like the greatest moments of your life. I think that one's making the cut. I think that's making my highlight reel. Like my brain, when we're getting ready to shut it down, is going to be like, remember when Roger French blew out his shoulder raising the roof? And I'll be like, yes.
One of your last euphoric memories.
Yeah, the dopamine drip. I wish that was on tape somewhere. I really do.
R.I.P., you handsome bastard. That's next in the club on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
you're seeing exactly
why
it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.